Hello.
Hello, my name is
Hello.
Randy, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. And this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I please speak with the person who requested this call back?
This is he, Kyron Malone.
All right, sir, and how is it that I can assist you today?
I'd like to file for unemployment and know how long it'll take.
Okay, what's your social security number?
416-55-4683.
All right, let's see if we can get going here.
Please, thank you, sir.
All right. Now, come on here. All right, there we go. Let's see what we can see here now. And, sir, what was your name?
Kyron Malone, K-Y-R-O-N Malone.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
6502.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, sir.
What's that number?
9801932.
Okay. And what is your mother's maiden name?
Malone.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No.
No. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
All right. What is your phone number, sir?
256-425-4425.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, okay? All righty, sir. Now let's see if we can get caught up here. Paige didn't want to turn for us. All right, and get this in here. All right, now that driver's license number you gave me, you did say that was for Alabama, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, and what is your race?
Black.
And what is your ethnicity? Is it Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Graduated.
All right. And you are a citizen. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is your residential address?
602 North Clinton Street, Athens, Alabama, 35611.
Okay. All right, now, with that address, there's no apartment number or lot number or anything like that, right?
No.
Okay. And what was your occupation?
Well, Polaris Industry.
Production work?
Yes, sir.
And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
I can't hear you.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
No, I'm not working.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
What do you mean? No.
So you're not looking for work in the same thing you were doing?
No.
All right, what type of work are you looking for?
I'm not looking for work right now. I just got fired. I'm looking for unemployment.
It doesn't work that way. You got to be looking for a job. So what type of work are you going to be looking for? Same type of work or different kind of work?
Same type of work.
All right. Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
You said, do I?
Right.
Yeah.
You're a union member?
No, but I said I know some.
But you're not a union member, right?
No.
All right. And are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
All right. And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yeah.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
All right. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
All right. And what is the lowest hourly wage that you'll accept?
18.
All right. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you working on commission or do you have a real estate license?
No.
right. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
All right. And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st of 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
No.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Do
you wish to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah.
All right, now, if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All right. And is that going to be in your checking or savings account?
Checking.
All right. What's that routing number?
Give me 5-6. Route number is 262275835.
Hello? And could you repeat that one more time for confirmation?
262275835.
All right. And what is your account number? And could you give me that one more time for confirmation?
5101994315 3.
All right. And who was your employer? Polaris, you said?
Correct.
And what's their phone number?
Hold on.
All right. And what city were you working in?
St. Madison, Alabama. You look it up.
Do what?
Madison.
Madison. Done with it. When did you start work with them? What date?
November 24, 2020.
And what's the last date that you worked?
July 1st. Hold on. My last date of work was June 28th, 2024.
And why are you no longer working?
They just fired us. I guess they just laid us. I don't know. They just
cause that termination.
Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth now?
You on my phone. I got the windows down, though.
I can't hear you at all.
Can you hear me now?
There you go. Now, what you say the reason you're no longer working is what?
They just called and fired us.
Okay. And what is the reason for the termination?
They didn't even say. They didn't give no reasoning.
Okay, so he just called you up, said you're fired. See ya.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I basically got out of it. And really, to be honest with you, sir,
mm-hmm.
Can you hear me? Did nobody even call me? I'm just out the system.
All right. What is the name and the title of the person who terminated you?
Huh?
What is the name and title of the person who terminated you?
Hey, I wish I could tell you. I guess it'd be my supervisor. His name is Bailey. I don't know his last name.
Bailey?
Yeah.
All right. And you said he's what? Your supervisor?
Yeah.
All right. And what date were you informed of being terminated?
You just say July 1st. July 1st.
All right. And what were you specifically told? You said he told you nothing, right? Just said that you're fired and that's it.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Like what? But you ain't. I told you. Like I really ain't. I'm just out of the system. Like I'm just out of the system for real.
All right. Why are you out of the system? Yeah, why? I mean, they had to tell you why you were out of the system, right?
And sir, like, listen. Let me tell you what happened. Okay. June 28th, we had a week off for Polaris, July 1st to this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? You hear me?
Okay. Yeah, for the shutdown.
So, yes, sir. We had a week shutdown. So over the week shutdown, I tried to log in into my portal, but it said I was kicked out. So what I'm saying is, and then I know some more people that work there, they had got a call from Bailey and said they were no longer needed. They were terminated, and I never got that call because I tried to look through my recent calls, tried to look for his number and everything, never got the recent call. So this morning I tried to use my badge, and my badge didn't work.
Okay, and so you didn't think about calling him or anything?
I mean, not really. I just knew I was already fired.
Okay.
I mean, if that makes sense, because my badge wasn't working, I'm out of the system, and then other people got fired.
So you weren't told anything. You were just taken out of the system.
Correct.
All right.
I didn't get no call. I haven't got no call. Like, we can go iPhone to iPhone. We can look up on the iPhone. And I didn't get no call from Polaris, no text message, none of that.
Okay.
Man. It's just I'm out the system. I don't have no, my badge don't work no more. So.
All right.
And I know they got my right number because I've been working there 4 years straight. So I know they got the correct updated number and all that, so they can't say that.
Yeah. All right. Now, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
You said, do I receive it?
Do you expect to receive any of that?
Yeah.
All right. What are you going to get? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
All of them.
All of them? All right. How many hours of vacation pay?
I don't even know how many hours I had, man. I ain't had that much.
I gotta have an answer.
I probably had like vacation hours. I probably had like 3 hours.
All right, and what is your rate of pay per hour?
21, $20.99.
All right, and is Monday through Friday like 40 hours per week, your normal work week, 40 hours?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir, Saturday overtime.
All right. Now, sick pay, you expect to get any of that?
Yes, sir. I think I had like 30 minutes of that.
All right, now.
Give me anything.
Same rate of pay,
$20.99. Yes, okay. Yes, sir. And then I had... what does that say? Go to work with somebody. What that's called? Paid leave off or something? I don't know. 8 hours of that.
Okay. What about holiday pay?
None of that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Oh, there we go. All right, and you certify that all of your answers are true and correct, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Get in there. All right, now, you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
And you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. You agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you agree that, or you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. You agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, the following instructions and phone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at, that's going to be alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and that's where you go and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. And the process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal. You just go where it says file weekly certification on the home page. Or you can do it over the phone at 800-752-7389. And your weekly...
Do I do that every Sunday?
And every Sunday through 5 p.m. Friday, just so you have it done before 5 o'clock on Fridays. All right? Your Failure to file or complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. All right, now, your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, so we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week, and you must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer wasn't hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. And for assistance with your work search, you can visit an Alabama Career Center. All right, now I'm going to give you your confirmation number, and I'm also going to give you your PIN number, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now your confirmation number is going to be 489.
Hold on. Let me write this stuff down. You said it's what now?
Your confirmation number is
489-945-805.
Right. All right, now I'm going to give you your PIN number as well.
Okay.
All right, your PIN number is going to be 2255.
2255.
Right. All right. And I've got your unemployment claim files. Is there anything else we can assist you with today?
Okay, now, you said I need to do, what was that number? I need to do what from now on, from starting from today? What do I need to do to keep filing up on my claim, to keep up on it?
Do what I told you in the instructions. Go to the website, update your online resume, and then Sunday through Friday, call that phone number I gave you, 800-752-7389, and put in your weekly benefit with the 3 jobs that you've been looking for the week.
You said 7389?
Right.
Okay, then what was the website?
AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov.
Alabama Works. Alabama.com.
.gov.
.gov. Okay, you said right. So do my resume and then call that number every Friday before 5.
Right.
Okay, so when I get off the phone, I'm gonna go do my resume, then I'm gonna call that number Friday morning, every Friday morning.
You don't call that number this week. You call it next week, starting. You can start Sunday.
So I need to start calling that number Sunday.
You can. You can call it Sunday through Friday at 5.
Okay. You said before 5 or at 5?
Anytime Sunday through 5 p.m. Friday.
I guess that's it then.
Well, all right. And I want to thank you for calling the unemployment claims line. And you have a nice rest of the day, sir.
All right, you too.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.
Bye.